This time on The Real It Brief, we're doing things a little differently and looking at the formation and evolution of ReLoop. I'm Barry Sneddon, the Director of Communications at ReLoop, and to mark our 10th anniversary, I caught up with Clarissa Marowski, CEO and co-founder, to find out more about the last 10 years. Over the next couple of episodes, we'll explore how expertise in data analysis, policy consulting, and storytelling set the scene for an organisation dedicated to advancing the circular economy on a global scale. So let's start at the beginning, as Clarissa talks us through how ReLoop came about.
Well, it goes back further than 10 years. Before I moved to Barcelona, I was living and working in Canada, where I'd been a consultant in the field of environmental policy since 1998. I feel so old. I loved the work, especially diving into data, looking closely at what the numbers were telling us, and then trying to translate those insights into stories that mattered. And I was fortunate to have partnerships with two key waste and recycling publications where I was able to publish literally dozens of articles over the decade with my stories to tell and the numbers and the figures, etc. And that experience showed me that whether it was governments, NGOs, or industry leaders, many that didn't even like me because I was advocating for progressive policy, what I saw again and again was that when people are equipped with solid analysis, they understand the issues and the context and the nuance, they make better decisions. And that was a fundamental lesson for me. But after nearly 15 years of consulting and 5 years included of teaching at the local university, I was starting to feel restless. I was just ready for more. And I was looking for a new adventure, a new way to make a bigger impact, but also a way to escape the Canadian winter.
And that opportunity came as Clarissa was approached by several colleagues from Europe with a compelling idea to bring the successful approach she had developed in Canada to Europe, focusing specifically on the beverage container issue, a topic not yet receiving enough attention across the EU. Drawing on her achievements in Canada, they encouraged her to apply those same principles of good data, insightful analysis, and informed decision-making. At the time, Clarissa was working closely with Samantha Millett, who explains how she first heard about ReLoop.
So I first met Clarissa in September 2011 when I was in my third year of university in Peterborough, Ontario. She was teaching a course on waste management, which was right up my alley. Waste, recycling, litter reduction, that kind of thing is basically why I got into environmental studies in the first place and went to that school. So I loved the course so much. And after it wrapped up, she reached out about possibly working with her at her consulting firm, CM Consulting. Then about a year later, on one of our meetings, she told me, hey, I'm moving to Barcelona to start this new organization called ReLoop. And so she informed me that most of my work would now be shifting from CM Consulting to this new nonprofit organization focused on circular economy. So yeah, in the beginning, it was literally just the two of us. One of the very first projects I remember working on was a position paper on the top 10 priorities for a circular economy package. So that kind of work set the tone, diving into research, translating technical stuff into something practical for policymakers to understand. Trying to get our message out on social media, even though I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. It was really an all hands on deck kind of operation, which was fun in its own way. Things have changed a lot since then, I'd say. The team has grown from the two of us to now, I think we're 11 people across 8 countries and who knows how many time zones. We've come a really long way from where we started 10 years ago, and I feel lucky to have been part of it from the very beginning.
Well, I mean, first I put a big heart emoji up because, of course, we have been together the longest at ReLoop, Sam and I, even before ReLoop when I was her instructor at university. She's a very gifted student. She's been an incredible asset to ReLoop. And she's right. It was all hands on deck. We were sort of trying to put out meaningful information in a pond that was so much bigger than where we'd worked before. Sam was everybody. She was my operations manager, my researcher, my communicator in terms of writing. It was a huge amount of output with only a small amount of people behind it. So that gives me a warm feeling. In a way, it was almost easier then because now we're so much bigger and we have so many more people and there's so many more expectations. But it was a really great start. And that paper she talked about, I remember that well. And I remember how well it was received. That's one thing that I remember. It was in the day that we were still printing hard copies. So that was a good 10 years ago indeed.
The original plan was for Clarissa to live in Europe for a year, get ReLoop off the ground, hire a managing director, and put policies in place before heading home. But it didn't quite work out like that.
So I didn't know much about the European Union, and at the time I did know that it was incredibly influential in terms of at a global level, one where decisions made in Brussels could shape policies across dozens of countries and even shape things globally, potentially. So the opportunity to work at that scale to help shape systemic change across borders was incredibly exciting for me. After only 4 months living in Europe and in Barcelona, my family and I realized we were not ready to leave. And that really marked the beginning of a much longer journey than we'd anticipated.
As Samantha Millett mentioned earlier, the journey has seen Clarissa build a global team. Anna Larson is ReLoop's Circular Economy Development Director. But before she joined the team, she met Clarissa in Poland at a parliamentary event. And she remembers that with great fondness.
My first contact with ReLoop happened exactly 10 years ago in 2015. Clarissa was a guest speaker at the conference organized in Polish parliament. It was a shock. Clarissa Murawski coming. She did shake the establishment in Poland among the group of men, predominantly in a big room, about 100 people, older guys, all over 45, sitting still. And Clarissa started talking, grabbed the microphone, stood up, and actually started addressing the truth as it was. She addressed the industry. She called for full-scale extended producer responsibility, predominantly for the beverage packaging. She addressed the challenging situation with lack of sufficient recycling and unattained collection targets. And she totally changed the stereotype of an environmental expert back then.
Talk about making an impact. Had you planned to grab a microphone and stand up?
Well, no, I mean, I was invited to speak. So I do speak with authority, and I did have the data to back up what I was saying. So I wasn't afraid, and I'm not intimidated by these guys. I do have Polish family. So, you know, my father's from Poland, so I'm familiar with these old Polish fellas, and they just needed to hear it as it is. And I think that's part of why ReLoop has always been successful, is we just say it like it is. And I remember meeting Anna very well, and I remember having an immediate connection with her because she was also an aggressive Polish lady. So we've connected ever since, and now she's working with us. But yeah, that's a very happy memory of going to Poland, where I have history, family history, and being there in the parliament for a very important issue and ultimately having success, because we're going to see a deposit system introduced later in the year. So yeah, 10-year prize, let's say.
So we've taken a quick look back to the formation of ReLoop and some of the very early work. But in the next episode of the ReLoop Brief, we'll cover some of the highlights of the last 10 years.